Fremantle captain Alex Pearce and the Eagles' Matt Flynn. Alex, firstly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gibbo. How are we?
I'm going very well. You're getting a bit excited for the big derby?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an exciting week. It's been good to get back home after 10 days in Adelaide, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. We'll just stay there because on the other line, I have got Matt Flynn from the Eagles. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Gibbo. How are you, mate?
I'm going very well. You'd love to be out there, wouldn't you, on the weekend?
Oh, mate, I would love to be out there. The atmosphere on the weekend just scoring was incredible, so I could only imagine what it would be like this weekend.
Indeed. Now, you stay there. I'm going to go to Alex. The skipper of the Dockers, I've got to start with the bad news. I mean, you must have been pretty pleased to get out of Adelaide, were you, after those two tight losses?
Yeah, look, most of Adelaide was quite nice. We spent some good time together and we stayed at Glenelg, which is a pretty good spot. But, yeah, we did leave with a bit of a sour taste in the mouth after those tight losses. We played some good footy, but it would have been nice to walk away with some points.
Oh, sure would. And, look, I know you guys, it's a team sport. You don't like talking about yourself, but you have been in brilliant form, Skipper.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been a nice start to the year for myself, but... Yeah, as I said, it's definitely nice to get back home into my own bed, and the Perth has certainly turned it on for us this week. It's been lovely.
Yeah. Now, Matt, talk us through the feeling around the Eagles camp after that exciting win against Richmond on the weekend.
Yeah, mate, it's been a very good feel around the place this last week. So, obviously, the first win this year, which is great, but I think boys are trying to make that a bit of a standard now, and we obviously had some momentum off the Swans game with a relatively good performance there and then a win, so hoping to carry it into this week. But yeah, the boys are all excited, and hopefully we can make that a standard going forward.
Harley Reid, got to mention him. He turned 19 yesterday. How good on the weekend?
Yeah, mate, he's a special talent. I think there was the amount of time you kind of sat back and just saw, like, how good is this kid was through the roof. So he does some special things, and the scary thing is he's only going to get better.
Absolutely. It is a bit scary, isn't it? Now, Alex, despite those couple of losses, and I know the Eagles might be getting a bit ahead of themselves in some respects, they've only won that one game. You've still got to be favourites, don't you, for the weekend?
I actually haven't checked the betting market. I'm not sure who's favourite. But
I'm not into the betting market, but I just mean you'd have to be. People would have to be tipping you, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I don't do tipping. I don't know who's been tipping who. But we go in with plenty of confidence after the way we've played start of the season, and we're hungry to get back on the winners list after a couple of disappointing weeks, for sure.
What about Sean Darcy? Is he going to play his first game of the season?
Yeah, I think he's still a test at the moment, but he got through a fair bit of training yesterday, and he was obviously pretty close on the weekend. He flew to Adelaide, and he's been looking good, and he's completed a fair bit of training for us over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, hopefully we can get him back. And, yeah, it'd be nice to see him and Jacko in action again. And it's a pretty dangerous combo. So, yeah, hopefully we have him back and he can add a bit for us in the ruck and up forward.
Absolutely. So what does he have to do then? I know he trained pretty well last night, didn't he? So he's just got to pass one more test, does he?
Yeah, I think so. I think just make sure that everything pulls up all right from the work that he did yesterday. But, yeah, I think he's very confident, as players normally are. He's put his hand up to play, so he just has to convince the fitness staff and he'll be good to go.
All right. Now, Matt Flynn on the other line. I'm just running this conference call here beautifully so far. I shouldn't jinx myself. Matt, tell me about the waffle side. The Eagles waffle side had a win last weekend as well, and a couple of the big names coming back, Liam Ryan, Dom Sheed, some good names there in some pretty good form.
Yeah, mate, that was super exciting. So I think the win from the Waffle boys definitely carried into the AFL boys. It was in that last quarter, there was about 20 guys crowded around one of the staff's phones, and we're watching the end of the game there. So that was all exciting. But as you mentioned, there's some good players coming back with some good credentials behind them. And also, I guess, with that, so you've got some 18-year-old kids like Clay Hall, Harvey Johnson, even Jai Kelly back from injury now that are all pushing. So it's an exciting time at the moment. And, hopefully we can keep that going.
Well, as you know, it's an Eagles home game this weekend. So the two sides get one home game each for the derbies during the season. How much are you going to be relying on that home crowd? Because I was there last weekend and the place was rocking at the end.
Yeah, hopefully we can really harness that, mate. It was pretty incredible, as I mentioned just before. on the weekend, and I haven't been to a derby over here yet, so it'll be good to get that momentum and get the crowd behind us and really run with it.
And Alex, I've just got to ask you, because you have been around a bit longer, played in a few derbies, is there a bit of extra spice when you're playing these cross-town rivals?
I think there often is. If you look at the history, tensions can rise, but as as we always say, it's another 4 points and just another game. But we know that out there in the community, this one means a little bit more. And yeah, we certainly want to win it, that's for sure.
All right, there's a bit on the line this weekend, there sure is. So what I'm going to do, guys, to finish with, I got you both on the phone lines here. I'm going to run past you. I hope I don't shock you into hanging up too soon. I want to do a little derby quiz. Is that all right?
Easy.
That's good with me. What are the prizes?
That's still to be determined. I've got five questions for you. So I'm just going to rip through some questions. I've made them pretty easy because, Matt, I am aware you haven't played in a derby and you've just moved to WA. I'll see how you go. So your name is your buzzer. So test your buzzer. Alex.
Alex.
Matt.
Matt.
Okay, the buzzers are working. First in with your name when you know the answer to the question. Question one, who won the first Western Derby in 1995?
Matt.
Matt.
West Coast.
Oh, well done, Matt. He's off to a flyer. Question
two.
Didn't
want to answer that one.
Well, you might want to answer this one. Question two. In what year did Fremantle win their first derby?
Matt.
Alex.
Oh, Matt's jumped in quickly. Yes, Matt.
99.
Hang on. How do you know this?
Don't you?
I'm my man, 20.
This is incredible. Question three. Fremantle are currently on a winning streak. How many derbies
Alex.
In a row? Oh, Alex jumped in, yes.
Five
in a row. You are correct. Well, this is getting tighter. Two questions to go. Matt leads 2-1. How many derbies has Matt Flynn played in?
Alex.
Matt.
Matt got in quicker.
Thank you very much. I haven't played in a derby yet.
Zero would be correct. Well done. Oh, he's got an unassailable lead. Here comes the final question. How many derbies have ended in a draw?
Alex. Zero
is correct, but not enough. Too late. Matt Flynn with 3-2 wins our derby quiz for 2024, and you get nothing but the glory.
Thank you very much, Gibbo, and thanks for trying, Alex.
Hey, good on you, Flynn. We'll give you one win for the weekend.
Oh, there we go. The banter has started already. Much appreciated. Thanks both for coming on today, and may the best team win on Saturday night.
Thanks, Gibbo.
Thanks, Gibbo. Always a pleasure.
Good on you. Alex Pearce from the Dockers, Matt Flynn from the Eagles. Very good sports at 21 past 7.